Way to get in there, Jeff, and ask a direct question to Tomlin today. Get that bulldog mentality from our insider, that pugnacious spirit that we like in these Q&As.
How happy do you think Tomlin is that you don't have the time to go down there and participate?
Well, I got news for you, brother. I will be there in Indy on Sunday, so you will get the rare opportunity for to hear me ask Mike Tomlin.
But you know
questions.
What? I think after the game is a little
peppering.
Different. Well, after the game is a little different. You asked him questions after, I believe, Vegas last year.
Uh-huh.
And it was fairly normal. I think the Tuesday presser
got thoughtful answers from Tomlin.
The Tuesday presser is the main event where he's pugnacious because he's been prepped by Bert Lauten and everybody else there about what he's probably going to be asked, and he probably knows of his own volition what he's going to be asked. And so that's when I think it gets really spicy, my friend.
Tomlin says no need to name Fields the starter. Kabali just got retweeted by Adam Schefter on this, which will do great for his numbers. And Mark has a blue check mark, so getting the Schefter bump will probably help Mark lucratively.
Now, financially.
Yes, this will be a lucrative thing for him to have.
Oh, yeah.
Schefter give his tweet some
I got a copy edit Mark's column length
spotlight.
Tweets.
He writes, "It has become crystal clear that Mike Tomlin isn't going to make an official long-term decision on his starting quarterback until it is 100% needed. It is Fields now, and when Russ is healthy, a decision will be made." I don't understand why Russ's health needs to be considered here. Why does that factor into it? Justin Fields is playing well. He looks like a starting quarterback. He looks like a potential franchise quarterback. He's 25 years old. He hasn't lost. Why do we even need to wait until Russell Wilson gets a thumbs up from the doctor? Let me ask you guys this question. Is it more about Tomlin still having reservations about Fields? Or is it more about Tomlin still having a curiosity with Russ, or maybe a soft spot for a guy who won a Super Bowl and is from the same neck of the woods as Tomlin? They probably have some kind of personal relationship, I would think.
That really?
Yeah. He said that when they signed him.
That they had a personal relationship?
No, that they were from the same neck of the woods, same part
so
of the country.
What? That's overrated.
Well, then why do the Steelers always go and try to get guys from Pittsburgh if it's overrated, Malzi?
I don't know. Probably because it's a myopic way to assemble talent.
You don't think people have a certain ease and comfort with people that shared growing up experiences? I think they do.
Do you think Mike Tomlin and Russell Wilson, have they ever struck you as similarly minded guys?
And why not? They're both super into winning and obsessed with winning. And
I think Mike Tomlin is obsessive to the point of almost fault about just being football minded. I think Russ has his own brand, but that's neither here nor there. I don't think that they're very similar personalities at all. Are you giving me just those two options to pick from, though? If it's more about how Mike feels about Justin Fields or more about how he feels about Russ?
That's what I threw out there. You can disagree with that.
I mean, I
that.
Just think it's about Tomlin, period, himself. Like, I don't think he, cares about naming starters in these situations, but I also think that he doesn't know how to handle delicate quarterback situations because I don't think he's ever really had to. I don't think he bathed himself in glory last year.
He's had delicate quarterback situations every year since Ben left, Chris.
That's what I mean. And do you think he's handled any of them well? The large agreement, even among people who thought Kenny was not cut out to be an NFL starter anyway, was kind of a weird move to never give him first team reps
and
then thrust him in at halftime of a
game.
Sure,
just because somebody isn't good at it, though, doesn't mean that they don't have a leaning or an opinion one way or the other. I don't think Tomlin is captain of ambivalence here and is like, I don't have an opinion on Fields or Russ. I'll just
no,
wait
I think
until...
he has an opinion. I just
so
think he's not good
it?
At handling
because
this.
Because yesterday you did say that you were still concerned that there's a big part of Tomlin that wants to go back to Russell Wilson. So after hearing him talk today, do you feel better about that opinion or do you feel worse
about
it?
I feel like that has eroded slightly because I thought he praised Fields. Now, he started off by making sure he talked about the third downs they didn't convert, which I feel like is his little way of saying, don't get out of your skis too far. Let's not start breaking our arms, patting each other on the back yet. But I felt like... he gave some thoughtful enough, I mean, as much as you're going to get from him, answers about like Fields' accuracy and things like that. And so it makes me think that one more game, and it was Fields' best game, eroded a little bit of the leave the light on for Russ mentality. Because if you go and beat the best team you've played, and I would say the Chargers are the best team they've played, and you beat them with your quarterback being a major part of that equation, you would be very dumb or stubborn or whatever if you didn't have a set quarterback order, like a franchise guy who was just coming back from injury. If you just said, nope, nothing's changed, I'm not going to let this particular player's play influence me, you'd be insane. This isn't Charlie Batch taking the team to 3-1 while Ben is serving a suspension or something like that. This isn't Malik Willis even in Green Bay while Jordan Love is out going 2-0 so far. This is something that Mike himself said was a close race, and I would hope that he would allow the actual results generated by Justin Fields to influence his opinion. I am not positive, given what I know about Mike and his overall like stubbornness, that that is happening. I hope it is. I'm not sure it is. So I guess if I were going to answer your question one more one way or the other, it would probably be it's more about how he feels about Justin Fields. Because in his mind, Russell Wilson is probably something of a known commodity. He's going to look a certain way no matter what offense he's playing in, unless it were like Kyle Shanahan's. And for him, it might be still trepidation about, am I going to keep getting this version of Justin
Bubble
Fields?
Bubble could burst at any moment.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's the living in your fear stuff. It's the imagining why things might go wrong rather than assuming that they're going to keep going right.
See, I think it's more about Wilson because he wants Wilson to continue to buy in. He doesn't want Wilson to start sniffing around and start looking around for other options, planning his exit strategy, looking for a way out, looking for a place where he can go get snaps as a quarterback. He wants to keep him invested. We just had an issue where a guy, Broderick Jones, wasn't as invested in Denver because he didn't think he was going to play, or if he was going to play, it was going to be as a backup. Russell Wilson, from day one, he's never, other than those last 2 weeks in Denver when he got benched for money reasons, he's never known what it feels like to be a backup quarterback. He beat out Matt Flynn from the very beginning of his Seattle career, and he never looked back. So I don't think Mike Tomlin wants to create and foster a situation where Russell Wilson is viewed as a backup quarterback. I can't believe I'm saying this because I think Mike still thinks he's going to need Russell Wilson as his starter.
Well, when you look at Fields' health history, like I brought up yesterday, the last 2 years, there's reason to believe he will need Russell Wilson at some point to start. But how useful, how plugged in will Russ be if this goes 12 weeks here into the season? We go 9 more weeks from today, 2+ months. We're basically at Thanksgiving. Is Russ going to be engaged at that point?
No, he wouldn't be. But my prediction is Mike doesn't think it'll take that long.
What if it does? What if you go 8 games and Justin Fields is 7-1? He hasn't gotten hurt.
You can't
He's
go
protected
that long.
Himself.
But you can't go that long because by then Russell Wilson's calf, you would think, would feel better. And Tomlin will have had to name a starting quarterback by then.
No, he won't have had to because Mike will decide when he needs to. He hinted that he would eventually give a definitive answer.
But okay, so let's go back to what Florio said last week. If Mike says it's status quo, it's still the same thing, we haven't cleared Russell Wilson to play and we're that deep into the season, I am convinced at that point Wilson would leak out, I'm actually healthy and they're screwing with my injury status. I don't think he would go along with that and just accept that they're being dishonest about how healthy or available he is. Do you?
Do you think he could thread a needle and say, Russ is healthy, but Justin is our starting quarterback for now or this week? Like, could you imagine him trying to take it on a week-by-week
basis?
Sure,
I mean, I can picture him trying to do that, but that deep into the season, I don't think Russell Wilson
when do
is
you
like,
think this comes
I'm
to
all...
a, do you think this comes to a head next week then? Probably, more likely than not. If we're trying to balance the Wilson health scales versus Fields' play, do you think that we're likely talking about this a week from today and it has fully come to a head? I guess we have to let Russ's participation, of course,
sure,
be our guide.
Yeah.
But assuming Wilson like is maybe limited tomorrow because Tomlin said he would be because that's like the design of the week, and then ramps up and looks better by Friday...
I think
Fields gets one more game
this
and then we see, and then it comes to a head on Tuesday.
This would have to come to a head. I'm just going to ask you guys, I guess the simplest way I can ask this question is, do you think that right now Mike Tomlin believes Justin Fields is a better quarterback than Russell Wilson? When both are healthy, all things being equal, Russell Wilson has someone rub a nice balm or ointment on his calf, maybe some CBD oil or something, and he comes back and he's feeling really good.
I think he still believes Wilson's better.
Wow!
I think he respects guys who have done it for a long time, and Wilson has done it for a long time at a high level.
I mean, that's
kind of... I think he has a certain level of like deference to a guy like that's resume.
Donnie, that's kind of similar to Cabali, isn't it? When Chris says that Mike still thinks Wilson is better than Fields?
I wouldn't say fully, because Chris also acknowledges when Justin Fields plays well.
Yeah, man, Cabali's really a turd in a punch bowl on that front.
The line that he used a few times today, not necessarily about Wilson, but it made me think about Wilson. He used that line about, oh, it's hard to jump on a moving train, because somebody asked him what Roman Wilson has to do to get into the lineup. And he said, it's hard to jump on that moving train.
But then he said that Russell Wilson could at the end of the press conference.
Yeah, well, the train's moving pretty damn well out of the gate here, and it might keep moving pretty well, and maybe it even starts moving a little bit faster.
Do you agree with Chris that Mike Tomlin still thinks Russell Wilson's the better quarterback?
I actually think he sides with Fields. Okay. But I mean, it's a guessing game.
We'll break the tie here. You like to ask the questions. Let's put you on the hot seat.
I think he adores the mobility factor, even though he hasn't showed it all that much.
I think it's Fields, and I think the way he's handling this is he's trying to have it both ways. I think he's trying to have his cake and eat it too. He wants to somehow manage the situation where he can keep both guys happy. And I just feel like, as we saw last year with Rudolph and Pickett, that's a very difficult thing to do, man.
Russ is a bigger ego than either of those two guys.
Yeah, which makes it even harder.
I mean, if he's trying to have his cake and eat it too, I think he's got one more week of that, where that injury gives him plausible deniability. Unless some of my earlier statements end up being closer to right than not, and Russ really still is hampered by this for an extended period of time because it's just a slow heal.
But if your theory that you think Tomlin believes Russell Wilson is better when he's healthy, it might not even take a misstep from Fields.
Yeah, I mean,
because he can tell Fields
that Dallas...
all along, you were the backup and you did a great job as a backup, but now I'm going with my starter.
And Fields has...
Which would really piss me off, by the way, if that's how it plays out. Again, if I'm not going to get on the guy for something that hasn't happened yet, but if your line of thinking
I'm not going
to be pleased with that.
I've got a feeling he would be looking at a guy who was very uneven in Chicago, did not win a lot of games, and for his team so far has only won 3.
We'll know when we get there. He'll not only be healthy in terms of keeping himself safe, but he'll be healthy in terms of being able to be productive and do the things that he needs to do and we need him to do.
Is Russ's resume such that those concerns aren't as heightened because
yes.
It was his first year in a new system?
Yes.
At one point, does the train get moving too fast for a guy like that to catch up?
I don't know, man. We'll know when we get there.
Fan Hotline presented by Sullivan Super Service, Pittsburgh's trusted plumbing and HVAC provider for a half century. The PM team's Tomlinism of the week. We will try to find one in a few minutes. Let's go to the phones. Here is Malzi's arch nemesis. Although I heard through the grapevine that he's been agreeing with you more and more, and that is Adrian in Pittsburgh. Hello, Adrian.
What's up, my guys?
Hey, Adrian.
Malzi is 100% correct. He, like myself, actually pays attention to Mike Tomlin over the years. If Justin Fields was the starting quarterback, he would have just come out and say that. Everyone on earth that has a football brain knows that Russell Wilson's better than Justin Fields. Okay? Fields is playing
well.
So
Dan Orlovsky doesn't have a football brain. He's on ESPN breaking down things. He's an idiot, Adrian.
Come on. The guy don't even know how to stay inside play to throw the football.
Good rebuttal. How about Chase Daniel? He said the same thing. He's a nincompoop. He's an idiot.
He was good at Missouri, did nothing in the NFL. No, seriously, though.
Ben Roethlisberger said he'd stick with Fields. How about that one?
Relax. I'm not going to say nothing bad about Big Ben.
Exactly. That's why I brought it up. I saved the best for last.
Okay. If Fields plays like he did the second half on Sunday in the next game, then I think things are going to change. But I mean, he's not – we've only scored 20 points. I mean, okay, we could say 27 last game. Okay. That's one time – you know, that's once. The other two games, he didn't really do anything special to just say, he's the starter. If Justin plays like he did on Sunday, I think that's going to change Mike Tomlin's view of him and also mine, because I still believe Russell Wilson's better.
Okay, thank you, Adrian.
I still think Tomlin has that nagging suspicion Wilson's better and hasn't fully been won over, but I am a convert here. Like, I don't want to see Wilson get the job, so I would want to delineate clearly. I might be saying I think Tomlin is still lurching back, or, you know, still being pulled. There's a gravitational pull with Wilson for him, but I don't agree with that. Also, here's another thought, Pony. Fields is the future. Ideally, like, he's good enough, he's young enough, that would be the better scenario. We all agreed on that from moment one.
So that's why if it's close, he should keep playing.
Well, here's the problem. Say Fields goes 4-0, and then Russ really is ready, and he just says, Justin, you're the backup. I know you said, well, that's what he could say. That would piss Fields off something ferocious, I would imagine. He's probably too smart to say anything about it like that. That would poison the well a little bit, I would think, with player and agent.
I'd rather poison the well with Russell Wilson than Justin Fields at this point.
That's my point. So there's a danger in going back to Wilson, even if, like, you're 4-0 because you just think he's better.
Well, and
you might be screwing yourself for next year.
How about the players on the sideline? Somebody was screaming QB1 after that touchdown
run. I think it was
run.
Aaron Curry.
Did you hear that?
Yeah.
QB1.
That's... You tried to tweet out that that was Mike Tomlin.
Was it Mike Tomlin?
I didn't know.
I was asking
you
people.
You went engagement farming. You took out your hoe and your plow and you went engagement farming.
I asked
people
to try to put their...
And who do you think it was?
Turn up the volume.
Yeah.
I can't tell. I don't know.
Oh. Do you think it was Mike Tomlin?
No.
I think it was Aaron Curry.
Aaron Curry is the outside linebackers coach?
Yes.
So someone on
Aaron
that coach...
Curry from?
Wake Forest.
Good.
So someone on that coaching staff thinks that Fields is their number one quarterback.
There was a little moment in that video that everybody saw where Tomlin kind of like pointed at him and you couldn't, he said like, let's go was the captioning. He pointed at him and shared a little moment with him though.
What was it as good as Kenny effing Pickett?
No, and man, you could just keep that exact same phrase. By the end of the year, it was, oh, Kenny effing Pickett.
Halsey over here.
That's one of those, that's the Norm MacDonald line. The best jokes are the one where the punchline and the setup are the exact same words.
Noah's next. Hello, Noah.
Hello, guys. How you doing?
We're good.
Hello, Noah.
Doing good. I think Tomlin's probably at a 50-50 right now, just because I think going into the season, I think it was Russ's job, but, I mean, Fields is playing great. So I think really it is 50-50 right now, but I think an important question to think is, I wonder who Russ thinks the starter should be when he is healthy. I think that is one of the most interesting things to me.
The guy who is coming in and playing right now well for the Steelers could be Tom Brady, and Russ would feel like Russ should be the starter when healthy. It could be the ghost of Johnny Unitas wrapped up with Dan Marino.
If you're expecting Russell Wilson to go into Mike Tomlin's office, make this decision easy, and say, hey, you got to stick with Justin Fields, I'm sorry, you got another thing coming, brother.
Yes.
He ain't doing that.
Yes.
So we can answer that question to put that thing to
you
bed right now.
You got another thing coming.
He's a talented young guy. He's done a nice job in team development. You know, he's had a lot of success in college, man. No stage is too big for him. He's not a blinker. He runs to the action.
It's time for the PM team's Tomlinism of the week. Last week, we got a doozy with the hot dog quote that went everywhere and had the national media talking about how this is why Mike Tomlin is such a great coach, because he has such a way with words. I prefer to cite the job done by his defense through the first 3 weeks and the way he's handled Justin Fields so far, but that's okay.
Yeah, we have to clap a little bit for the fact that we always say it's his defense when things go wrong. When things go right, it also has to be his defense.
8.7 points per game allowed, tops in the NFL. Best through 3 weeks since his first year with the team in 07 when it was Dick LeBeau's defense, not his. Mason McCormick, not a blinker, a candidate here for Tomlinism of
the week. I kind of like that one. That one feels like tooth chipper, like in the same family of phrases as tooth chipper.
Donnie, can you go 45 seconds without blinking? You think you can? 45 seconds.
Boys, he didn't say 45 seconds without talking. So one of us has to talk during this.
You don't have a take on it?
He's trying to do it right now.
Trying to focus.
Oh,
He just blinked.
I was going to start a timer on you.
All right,
what
here.
I was do.
I'm going to stare right at the camera. I think it's harder when we're talking to
all
not
right,
blink.
Let's do Mulsey. 45 seconds.
Ready?
3, 2, 1, go. Man, look how big his eyes look right now, Donnie.
So you're subtly trying to make me blink though by saying things.
Well, what else am I supposed to say? It's radio, Marcy.
I already blinked. It's the old deal where you tell somebody something, because I also had to push my hat up, which exposed me to more light. The problem is, it's like when you say, "Hey, you have to go to the bathroom." No, I'm good. And then you start playing running water.
All right, water now I'll try.
Okay, ready?
3, 2, 1.
You just blinked.
Damn it.
You blinked at me. You literally did not blink.
You got like a second in.
I couldn't keep myself from doing it.
You got to cut your eyelids off.
Which is enough. I'll tell you what, those things work in tandem. Not a blinker. Man, it's disconcerting if you talk to somebody who genuinely just doesn't blink a lot. They just stare right at you.
Who's got the biggest eyes in sports history?
Brooks Orpik.
He did have some friggin' silver dollars.
And he would do this. He looked like a guy that had just seen his entire family like murdered by the Punisher's enemies. He looked constantly in a state of like wide-eyed shock.
And then he'd bury people into the boards.
And then he'd bury teammates occasionally in post-game comments and conveniently leave off the guy skating wearing the number 44 sweater who didn't really have much left. Anyway.
By the way, breaking Pirates news, Rowdy Tellez has been DFA'd.
So wait, hold on. We going with not a blinker?
Hold on. There's more. I just wanted to get that breaking news out there. We'll have Greg Brown joining us at 4 o'clock. We can ask him why now for the Husky Pirates first baseman.
Our immediate thought, too, was like, watch, he'll join a team and become a playoff hero. But it seems like I'm pretty sure the rule still is you have to be on a team's 40 man. So this is just like, go home, Rowdy.
Here is Tomlin with a unique way of describing Colts wide receiver Michael Pittman Jr.
Michael Pittman is a high-volume catch guy, a front-side route runner, good versus zone, good versus man, good in weighty moments and chain-moving circumstances.
Chain-moving circumstances.
What's a front-side route runner?
Donnie, do you know you're a ball knower?
Is he like the primary strong-side guy? Like, what is that?
Front-side route runner. You're an X's and O's guy. You follow the John Ledyards and Derek Bells and Chris Carter's on Twitter.
So nice pops for all those
fellas. Do they talk about front side route runners?
They probably do, but they would be better guys to ask.
When you were in Waynesburg in film study, would they break down and point and say, look at this front side route runner? Check this guy.
Got to stop the front side route runner.
Chain-moving circumstances. You just can't say when they're trying to get a first down.
It's not, yeah. Possession downs, weighty downs, chain-moving circumstances.
Not his best work today. He talked for 30 minutes. There was not like a...
No, there wasn't.
There's no, let me put it this way. There's no candidate for Tomlinism of the year coming out of this press
conference. No, I think we got two very strong ones in the first 2 weeks, respectively. Well,
the last two weeks.
Yeah, the last 2 weeks. I guess you guys are counting it. I have week one run up here, second lap around the track. By the way, just since you mentioned, you know, X's and O's, ball knowers, if I had to guess, he doesn't hate these questions because they are like attempts at very serious football questions, but... And this is not a diss at any of the guys who are credentialed covering the team asking these.
But it'll come across that way.
It'll come. Well, I'm trying to preface it. Clearly, their readership wants this stuff. Like, they are catering to a high-end, like, intellectual football fan. He hated it when David Todd... What?
Keep going.
He hated it when David Todd, Tomlin would, when he would ask about timeout usage and game management. When people are asking him, like, these extraordinarily in-depth football X's and O's questions, I can just feel a little piece of Mike die every time. He just looks like he wants to be anywhere but there answering any question but that. Yes?
Sorry, people might be able to see this on our YouTube channel. I think someone took that hand soap and tried to clean this mic cover.
Ew, there's a little spot on it.
Donnie, come over and smell
this. On the reverse side.
Come over and tell me if this smells to you like someone just rubbed the mic cover in hand soap, which is not the way you clean these things.
Yeah, you probably did it.
Give that a snifferoo here. Give that a sniff.
Tony, get away from the mic,
though. I know. I'm trying to... Go ahead.
What are we doing here, Don? We got something?
Yeah, why would you do that? Why would you take soap that's designed...
Ew. Crowley. Like, all it could have taken was
probably
Crowley, like...
Joe.
Well, that's what I mean. All it could have taken was Crowley, like, gently coughing right before he left the studio... And he would go, yeah.
So did somebody take the soap and then take this into the bathroom and like...
I don't know.
It's bizarre. Sorry.
There's like nearer the part that I can see that's not really in your field of vision on like the, you know, far side of the mic cover from you. It looks like there's still a stain on it.
Yeah, there might be.
Very weird. Do you agree that the X's and O's questions drive him insane? Like, I think Chris Carter asked one today, and it wasn't like an unfair or misguided question, but it was very technical. And I felt like Mike's answer, his honest answer to that is always, just ask me stuff about, like, the soap opera type
storylines. I don't think he likes, I don't think it's that. I don't think he likes show-offs. I don't think he likes when a football writer tries to, like, get on his level.
Right, that's kind of what I mean. Like, that's what he would
rather
just ask.
You're a writer, I'm a football guy.
Yeah,
we're
he would rather just ask the, he would rather people just ask, like, the storyline questions and not the backside dig questions.